So this is in regards to my other podcast that I have. It's called the Corpus Christi Originals Podcast, and it's a podcast based in my city, kind of based around my city, my community. And one of the things I wanted to mention is that I've been writing a book on it, right? Like at 100 episodes, like what have I learned up to 100 episodes, kind of the journey, the ins and outs and stuff like that of having a podcast up to 100 episodes. It's like a book. I'm just basically putting my thoughts on this book. And in doing so, I've kind of developing my vision for the podcast is developing, you know what I mean? Stuff like that. And one of the things I want to talk about is the invite only approach, or only certain type of people are going to be able to be on the podcast approach. So recently I've had several guests that ask, get several people that have asked to come on the podcast. And it's interesting how they ask. You know, some people feel entitled. Some people feel like just because it's a Corpus Christi podcast that they automatically, you know, are entitled to be on the show. Which, I mean, it's understandable. You know, it's their city. They live in their city. They feel like they're influential in their city, which is cool. You know what I mean? That's just how they think. But it's my podcast, you know what I mean, at the end of the day, and I can choose to do with it what I want, right? So some people it's a no, some people it's a yes, some people it's a maybe. And somebody asked me, what's the vision, you know? Well, the vision is, I'll tell you what it's not. And so I decided to tell that person, look, this is what it's not. And I want to read that to you. I had wrote it down. But it's not. Let me read this to you guys. So it's not chasing influencers or fame. It's not about drama or gossip. It's not just content creation. It's community creation. It's not trying to be the biggest, but trying to be the most meaningful. And it's not compromising values for growth. In the past, when I first started the podcast, I was wanting to get anybody and everybody, right? I wanted to get micro influencers, which is like people that have, you know, 1,000 to 2,000 followers, you know, so I can try to get some of their following to be interested in my podcast and, you know, like, subscribe, share, all that stuff, right? Which it worked, you know, that tactic worked. And now that my podcast is developing and people are actually it has found its audience, I believe. Those audience members think a certain way about the podcast that I never thought about the podcast. Like, it's like giving voice to the unheard is something that I hear a lot. Like, people say, like, oh, I never knew this was in the city. I never knew this person was in the city that you had on your podcast that you're talking about. I never knew that this was there. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. You know, so I'm getting that feedback and I'm running with it. I'm being like, okay, this is what the vision is. This is what I'm doing. Along with that, you know, my audience is their thoughts and stuff about my podcast. I also ingrain my podcast in my value, my personal values. Which is, I look at things from a biblical perspective, community, society, stuff like that. That's how I look at it. And I think that it shows through my podcast style when I ask people questions, when I listen to them, how I respond to them, yada, yada, all that stuff. So it's the vision of what the people think about it, as well as my values, my personal values are ingrained in it. And moving forward with that, I'm starting to rethink my strategy in who I should have on the podcast. I mean, it's not about, because I even got pulled into the gossip aspect of my community and was like, oh yeah, that would give me views. Let me get some people on so we can gossip about stuff. But that drew the wrong crowd, right? I didn't want to draw that crowd because that's not the type of community that I want to build with the Corpus Christi Originals brand. And, you know, also in the Bible, gossip is not good. It's not good. It's bad. It's bad for society. So I don't want to bring that into my podcast community, because I want to build. I don't want to tear down. So if somebody wants to come on the show and gossip about the city or whatever, I'm probably not going to have them on the show, because I don't want that. I don't want to tear down. I want to build up. There's other people that say they have a business, or other people that just want the limelight. You know what I mean? And the vetting process is becoming more thick, because before, when I would vet, I still do nowadays, and I think I still kind of lean on that, is I look at the person's profile. Instagram, Facebook, do you have a digital footprint? What kind of footprint are you leaving? What kind of content do you make? All that is important when I'm vetting possible guests on my podcast, because what they say, my community is going to hear, you know, and I want my community to be building, not tearing down. So being able to say no is huge. I have to be able to just, in a professional manner, say no. So anyways, there was a person, right? She asked to be on the podcast, and I looked at her on TikTok, right? She asked me, and I look at her profile. I'm like, and I'm looking at her profile, looking at the things that she's doing, looking at her link tree and all the different things that she has on the internet about herself. And I'm like, I really don't want this. In my mind, I'm like, I sleep on it. Okay. Yeah. I don't think she's good for the community. I don't think it'd be good to have her as a guest on the community, because it's not in line with the vision, right? With my vision, which is what I shared with you, like what it's not. So I tell her no in a professional manner, right? And she asks, like, why? Like, I can't, like, she's taken aback because she can't believe it. She's like, why? Like, that's weird. And she tells me, well, I guess we're not seeing the same, you're not seeing the vision. And I'm like, yeah, your vision is probably different from mine. You know what I mean? I wish you the best on all your success on what you're trying to do, you know, but at this time we're remaining invite only, right? So she takes to Facebook and puts me on blast with the picture of the messages I sent her on TikTok. And I'm like, what? This is, and in my mind, I'm kind of like happy, because I'm like, wow, I'm gaining traction if I'm getting these kind of videos. You know what I mean? And at the same time, like, I don't want to gossip. I don't want to talk bad. I don't want to go. I think it was like a rage bait type of thing, to where she wanted me to respond, be like, oh, you know, la, 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 all this other stuff. No, but it's not professional to do that. So I went back on, I went on that video because she tagged me in it. And I said, yeah, we are an invite only podcast. And we do that, you know, because this is part of our vision. You know, I'm professional. I sent a professional comment on that video. And that's that, you know. And so, and what was interesting to me is that on her video, I thought people were going to, most of the people were going to be like for her, like, oh yeah, this guy's wrong for denying you an invite on the podcast, yada, yada. But no, people were like saying like, oh, I can see why he doesn't want to invite you on his podcast and this and that. And I'm like, oh, wow, there's like mixed feelings in these comments. So in my mind, I was just like, I thought it was cool, because I think the person saw potential in being involved with my podcast in some kind of way, whether it's through gossip or being on the podcast directly. It was just showing me that my podcast is growing, right? And this was a young person 20s, in their 20s, and that's showing me demographics. Like, she found my podcast through TikTok, Instagram, or Facebook, or probably, I think, TikTok, and she thinks that there's a lot of hype around my podcast, and she found out. And she's 22 years old. I was like, oh, okay. So people from her demographic are listening to the podcast. All the more reason to have a vision, to have a plan for where the podcast is going. So, yeah, I just wanted to share that as far as how the invite-only thing works on my podcast, for my podcast, the Corpus Christi Originals podcast. And just being having to say no to people, and it's funny too, because when I tell a person no, the way they respond afterward kind of confirms what I was thinking about them. Like, the whole reason why telling them no, it confirms that. Like, oh, see, you tell them no, and look how they react. You were right in making that decision. You know, but some people, when you tell them no, they're like, okay. You know what I mean? They take it, and they're like, they're okay with it. They don't put me on blast. They don't ask me why. They don't push the issue, which can have me to maybe reconsider that person, if just, you know, me telling the no, and maybe later on looking back, oh, I remember this person wanted to get on. They responded cool when I tell them no, you know, because there's no room, whatever. Maybe I can go reevaluate and have that person on. But if the person is like kind of rude after I tell them no, and they're like asking why, then I'm probably not going to go back and reconsider that person. You know what I mean? It's these little tricks that I'm just learning as a podcast host and, you know, business owner of the Corpus Christi Originals brand. But anyways, that's just, I wanted to share that with you guys. It's November 11th, Tuesday, 2025. Thanks for listening. Check out the blog post at JesusHilarioH.com that goes with this particular video. You can support my channel if you want to. There's I'll leave a link in the description. It's JesusHilarioH/links. You can find my social media links, and then you can find my donation links there as well. But thanks a lot, you guys, for watching, for listening. If this video is helpful, if you took something away from this, you know, leave some comments down below and let me know what you think. Thanks a lot, you guys. Bye.